isikhathi seIndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mgela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolanumla ka 3 kuLwezi 2023 nguThabo Kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, abenhlanganiso ebana amabhizimusi kwele China e Chinese Enterprises in Zimbabwe namhlanje babe lombukiso okuhlanganisa abaqatshi labadinga umsebenzi owe China Job Fair. Phakathi kwamadola eMelika ngamabhiliyoni alitshumi lambili, 12 billion, abikwa engene elizweni ayisiwo yonke esesikhwameni sikahulumende, kodwa kungene isilinganiso sale mali njengemithelo. Umphathintambo weMelika obona ezokudlelana lamanye amazwe omnumzana Anthony Blinken ufike kwele Israel namhlanje elenkuthazo ku-Israel ukuthi ike ime ukuhlasela eGaza ukuze abantu makhaza baphathiswe njalo kube phathiswe abalimeleyo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Ukhulumende weZimbabwe uthi umsebenzi wezokwemba wenelise ukutholisa ilizwe amadola aweMelika angamabhiliyoni alitshumi lambili, i-12 billion dollars, eminyakeni emine edluleyo, kodwa kungayisiyo yonke engene esikhwameni sikahulumende. Kungene isilinganiso salimali njengemithelo. Lokhu kuphume embukisweni womsebenzi wokwemba owe-Mine Entra 2023 ofike emaphethelweni lamhlanje koBulawayo. U-Anastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekoBulawayo.
Evula umhlangano wokuhlaziya ezokwemba elizweni oqhutshwe ngabeZimbabwe Chamber of Mines koBulawayo lamhlanje, umphathintambo wezokwemba umnumzana James Soda ugcizelele amazwi kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa entuthuko athi ilizwe lakhiwa ngabembibalo.
The mines and minerals bill, which is supposed to be concluded into law, I'm sure you might be aware that His Excellency the President of the Republic, when he addressed Parliament during the State of the Nation address, obviously when he was opening the current session of Parliament, when he read through the legislation.
Sesiseduzane njengelizwe ukubana senze i-mining sector yethu ifike ku 12 billion. Lokhu sizakwenza ngokulolonga nokuhluza ezenziwayo ukuze i-target yethu le isifikise.
Lokhu kugcizelelwe ngumabhalane wogatsha lwezokwemba umnumzana Kunaka Fungwa othi kuyajabulisa ukubona ukuthi ukuthengiswa kwamatshe aligugu phandle kwelizwe lokutshalwa kwemali sekufike kuleso sibanga.
To affirm that yes, Zimbabwe in the Ministry of Mines and Mining Development, our focus has been on achievement of the milestone of $12 billion by end of the year 2023. This is a target that we have been working on for the past 4 years. And as a nation, we'll remember, we had said this as part of the in parcel of the NDS 1 targets.
We siqiniseke ukubana sesifikile ku 12 billion ku mining sector njengeZimbabwe. Lokhu yikho kade sivele sisebenza ukubana sikufikise, sisebenza njengohulumende kanye lalabo abaphakathi kwezokwenjiwa.
Kodwa ohlaziya ngezomnotho umnumzana Busisa Moyo ongumgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso eyezida njalo engumqondisi wenkampani e-United Refineries Limited uthi imali etholwe kwezokwemba ayeneli ukuthuthukisa lumsebenzi elizweni.
Yikho amabhenki alapha eZimbabwe ngasoza anelisi ukuthi anike i-mining sector imali yonke abayifunayo. Mining is heavy, it's capital intensive. That's why oZimplats we had to get FDI, foreign direct investment. Ikwesikwenza ezida ukukhangela ukuthi siyakhankasela abakhatshana ukuthi
ucwaningo olwenziwe lonyaka olwe 2023 survey data luveze ukuba ezokwemba lonyaka ziphose zafika kuchumi ekhulwini i9.4% kumnyaka ozayo bakhangelele ukuthi inzuzo le yehle iye kusilinganiso sokungaphansi kokuhlanu ekhulwini i4.3%. Umqondisi webhanga leNedbank uHarry Hesse ongene umhlangano wanamhlanje uveze ukuba ibhanga lakhe lilakho ukuphathisa kulumsebenzi.
Ya, thina njengeNedbank sizimisele ukusupport ama-miners. Ngabe funa imali yokuthi ba-increase i-capacity yabo. I think thina sesidemonstrate vela ukuthi siredi ukuthi sibancede ukuthi ilizwe liphakame.
Kokulolonga umthetho omutsha ozalawula ezokwemba ezweni. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Abenhlanganiso ebona ngamabhizimusi akwele China, e-Chinese Enterprises in Zimbabwe, namhlanje babe lombukiso okuhlanganisa abaqhatshi labadinga umsebenzi owe-China Job Fair owenzelwe eHarare. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Embukisweni lo, amankampani akwele China abekhanga uzulu waseZimbabwe ukuba athole ithuba lokudinga lokudinga umsebenzi kumakampani lawa kuleli. Amankampani amaningi akwele China akhanga abantu kundawo ezifana lezokwemba, ukulungiswa kwempahla ezijeneyo, ezokulima lokunye. Isikhulumeni samankampani akwele China kuleli, umnumzana Tichawuna Zindoga, uchasise ngombukiso wanamhlanje.
Today we witness up to 50 Chinese companies under the banner of the Chamber of Chinese Enterprises in Zimbabwe, CCEZ, showcasing and exhibiting job opportunities to Zimbabwean people. They were looking for a number of skills across all sectors of the economy, or of the productive economy, if I must say. So they were looking for a skilled, semi-skilled, unskilled, as well as highly qualified individuals.
Ele China lithi senilethe imisebenzi efika ikhulu lenkulungwane kuleli 100,000, kodwa incithi zithi abekwele China baphazamisa amalungelo oluntu lokungabhadali izisebenzi. Lokhu kugcizelelwe ngenye incithi ezimeleyo umnumzana Ronald Sibindi, yena othi kumele leZimbabwe liqaphele imisebenzi yabakwele China kuleli.
I-China iyenza lokhu ngoba yona ifuna ukuthola imigodi yokugebha ama-minerals anjengama-diamonds, i-lithium, legolide.
Ele China liyakulandula lokhu lisithi lilobungani obukhulu leZimbabwe njalo lifisa ukuqhubeka lisebenza ukuvuselela umnotho wakuleli. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Umphathi ntambo weMelika obona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe umnumzana Anthony Blinken ufike kwele Israel namhlanje lapho akhuthaze uhulumende weIsrael ukuthi ake ame ukuhlasela eGaza ukuze kuphathiswe abalimeleyo njalo usizo lwenelise ukungena kulesi sihlenge kuvikele abangahlomanga. Lokhu kuza ngalesi sikhathi umongameli weMelika umnumzana Joe Biden ethe kulabantu bakulelwa abangamachumi ayisikhombisa labane abaphume eGaza bengena e-Egypt. I-Israel kubika isibisele eGaza abantu abakuleso sihlenge abakade bevalelwe e-Israel kulandela ukuhlasela kwebutho leHamas e-Israel. Inhlanganiso ephathisa uzulu eGaza eyomanyano wamazwe omhlaba e-United Nations ithi indawo zayo zokuhlala ezine ebezilabantu abazinkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili i-20,000 zibhonjiwe eGaza. Ukuhlaziya limpi Studio 7 ixoxa lengcwethi yezombusazwe ezimeleyo njalo engumqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Coalition for Market and Liberal Solutions, umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya.
Mina ngithi mina ngaye kuhambe ilizwi lesikhondi esithi khona impilo kayiphele kayini ngoba kufa abantu abangenacala ye kungabe kule kulama-business interest kumbe yegas kumbe ngani kodwa okwakhakhesi sokukhanya sokubhidliza ilungelo labantu abangenacala.
Kulabantu asebeqale ukuvunyelwa ukuphuma eGaza laphana besiya e-Egypt ikakhulu izizalwane zamanye amazwe, lokhu ukubona nje
yabona ukuthi kuthiwa khona abantu izakhamizi ezingasizo zeGaza seziphuma kungaba nenkinga kuye kuhle ukuthi abantu bezinye izizwe baphume ngoba iseyimpi yabo, kodwa kungaba nje le nkinga yokuthi Israel iyaqala nje khona ukujika amanye amabhomba. Mina ngithi angitsho ukuthi mina gaba-ke bengaphumi ya into enhle ngoba irafa vele ipotelana ingavula ukuthi abantu baphume kungaasize kuhluphi ukuthi impahla nokudla bemithi namanzi kungene okuvele e-Egypt, kodwa kawucine khonapho ukuthi abaphumayo kabaphume. Laba abahlaselayo kethithi khona babehlasela ngaphetsheya kweGaza kalokhu behlasela nangapha ngaphansi eGaza, lokho yikuphambanisa kabaphume kodwa impi ngavele yayiphele.
Okungaqeda limpi kungaba yikuyini?
I-Ameri umnumzana uJoe Biden nguye olelizwi elingamisa impi. Nxa engathi khona impi yayiphele yayiphele kungapheleli khonapho. Ukuphela kwempi bheka lokhu ngoba ama-Israeli bona bathi khona bafuna ukuthi bahle baphilize wonke amabutho amakekatsha e-Hamas asize kwenzakale. Ile katsha alibhilizwa njalo. So lokhu okuvele kukhulunywa kuthiwa khona impi khathi singaphela udaba lwe-two-state solution kaliphinde lifakwe emkhathini.
Lo ube ngumnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya, ingcwethi yezombusazwe ezimeleyo njalo engumqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Coalition for Market and Liberal Solutions. Kusenjalo abokholo lwesiKristu lwesi-Islam babuthane endaweni yokukhonzela yabesimuslim emzini we-Avondale oseHarare izolo emkhosini wokutshengisa usekelo kuZulu wasePalestine onguye othinteke kakhulu ehlukumezekile lokubulawa engelacala empini yabe-Israel labebutho ele-Hamas, kubika uMavis Gama.
Umnumzana Thabani Dube wokholo lwesi-Islam ulandisa kabanzi ngalombuthano.
Umhlangano lo ube lama resolutions aza kuya Israel Embassy of Israel kanye le United Nations le Embassy of America eseHarare. Bebesithi bona kabawelelani lezinto ezenziwa yi-Israel ePalestine ngoba kuvele kusegcekeni ukuthi Israel is being offensive in this issue ngoba kabala right ekuthathela abanye abantu umhlabathi wabo. Ngako ukuthi kuhlalisana kumele abantu behlalisane njengoba kade kuyikho i-Israel ingakabuye ngo-1948.
Okholo lwesiKristu umfundisi Wilson Dutch webandla le-United Evangelical Church yena uthi bona abalacele abalayemeleyo loba ukusekela kulimpi bona abakhala ngakho ukuthi imiswe limpi ngoba ababulawayo ngabantu makhaza abangelacala ikakhulu omama labantwana abesiPalestina.
So God is speaking through these wars. God is speaking through the war in Israel and Palestinians. God is speaking. God is giving a signal.
Ngakho uNkulunkulu ukhuluma ngalezi zimpi. uNkulunkulu ukhuluma ngeIsrael lePalestine. uNkulunkulu unikeza isibonakaliso njalo sifanele sikubhekisise lokhu.
Okunye kokuphume kulombuthano inkuthazo kwabenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba owe-United Nations ukuba babumbe iqula elizokhangela izehlakalo zokubulawa kwabantu kule impi, i-Special International Criminal Tribunal. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Uhulumende uthi uzinikele ukuthuthukisa impilo yabongi ngenjongo yokubatholisa iholo elithengayo kanye lokwenza ukuthi indawo abasebenza kizo zibe lakho konke okwenza umsebenzi wabo uhambe kuhle. Kodwa ezinye ingcwethi zithi Njengazo zonke izikhathi uhulumende uyathembisa kodwa oze agcwalisise thembiso zakhe. UTobias Mudzingwa usethulela lolu daba.
Lokhu kuphume emkhosini wokuphiwa izithupha zokuphutsha izifundo kwaBongi esibhedlela seSale Mugabe Central Hospital eHarare ngumphathintambo wobona ngezempilakahle umnumzana Douglas Mombeshora.
I'm also pleased to inform you that the government is aware of.
Siyakwazi ukuthi kuningi okuluhluphayo njengabomongikazi, kodwa uhulumende uzama konke okusemandleni akhe ukulungisisa. Umsebenzi eliwenzayo umkhulu kakhulu, njalo kudingakala ukuthi ubhadalwe okufanayo.
Kodwa isikhulumeli sebandla eliphikisayo ele-Citizens Coalition for Change, umnumzana Promise Mkhwananzi, uthi umlomo kahulumende weZANU-PF kawugcwalelwa mfula.
Awukhulumeni uqamba amanga kasoza improve imali yonke yathathu isetshenzini kofazi nabanye abantu abangelamsebenzi lokuthi ifakwe kuhealth. Angila themba lokuthi uhulumende lo esilaye engaqhakathekisa indaba zokuhola kwabomongikazi namadokotela lokuthinga imitshina efunekayo ukuze izibhedlela zisebenze kuhle.
Abongi kwele Zimbabwe babikwa behola amadola emelika angamakhulu amabili lengxenye $250 ngenyanga, kanye lezigidi ezimbili zedola leZimbabwe, $2 million, okuliholo abathi liphansi kakhulu elingeneli ukuziphilisa bona lemuli zabo. Ingcwethi zabakumsebenzi wezempilakahle zithi iholo eliphansi elitholwa ngabongi kanye lokusweliswa okukusebenzisa okwaneleyo emsebenzini yizo ezinye zezizathu ezenza ukuthi bebaleke ekhaya besiyadinga amadlelo aluhlaza kwamanye amazwe. Omunye umongikazi ophiwe ugwalo lokugciba izifundi zakhe emkhosini wanamuhla, unkosikazi Sithembile Hobe, uthi baqakathekile kakhulu abongi.
Ama midwives aqakathekile kakhulu ngoba uyabona abantu omama abazithweleyo nxa bengakungashelakalo umidwife bayazalela ezindlini, so kwenza ukuthi bahlangane lama-problems ukuthi kwesikhathi akakwanisa ukugida kakhulu afele endlini.
Kodwa omunye njalo umongikazi wakobulawayo, unkosikazi Thembelihle Masuku, uthi usenyampa inhliziyo ngokuswela umsebenzi elizweni.
Mina sengile 3 years since ngagraduata, but angathola umsebenzi obambekayo. Ithemba seliphela ukuthi ngizazuza yini umsebenzi kumbe ngizawulokhu ngihlezi ngikhaya. Kusengicabanga ukuyadinga phandle kwelizwe. Ngizwa kuthiwa eNamibia, e-UK, kuyatholakala imisebenzi. Yikho esengicabanga khona kuyazama khona inhlanhla.
Unobhala wenhlanganiso yabongi eZimbabwe Nurses Association, umnumzana Enoch Dongo, uthi uhulumende kumele aphange alungise inhlupho zabongi ukuthi bengabalekeli bonke emazweni.
Nxa udaba lwezimali zeholo lungalungisiswa kanye lokutholiswa okokusebenzisa okwaneleyo, inani labomongikazi abaphuma elizweni lingaba lilutshwane. Kufuna ukuthi sikhulumisane sisebenze ndawonye ukungalahlekelwa ngomongikazi.
Ikhomishini yebona ngezempilakahle, e-Health Services Commission, yakhipha ugwalo olwaveza ukuthi nyakenye ilizwe lalahlekelwa ngabongi abafika inkulungwane phose ezimbili, 1700, besiya emazweni agoqela iBrithani, Canada, Australia leMelika. Kodwa bayamsola uhulumende abanye abongi besithi usephuza ukubatholisa ingwalo eziqakathekileyo ezilakho ukubenelisisa ukuthi bedinge imisebenzi kwamanye amazwe. Namuhla abongi abaphezu kwekhulu 137 baphiwe izithupha zokugqiba izifundo esibhedlela seSale Mugabe Central Hospital esiseHarare. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguTobias Mudzingwa.
Osomabhizimusi lohulumende sebekhuthaze abasakhulayo baseZimbabwe ukuba basebenze nzima ukuze bavuselele umsebenzi wamabhizimusi, njalo basebenze ndawonye becebisana, hathi besacathula kuphela kodwa lalapho sebekhulile, ukwenzela ukuphakamisa lokuncedisa abanye babo abaveza isifiso sokungena kwezamabhizimusi. Kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu.
Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni owenzelwe eHarare uqoqwe ngabenhlanganiso ebona ngentuthuko yabasakhulayo ezwekazi labensundu, AMI African Child Youth Development, abacha bekhuthazwa ukuba bangakhangele emuva beqala ibhizinisi abo. Umholi wenhlanganiso le, unkosikazi Limbai Butau, uthe umhlangano namhlanje wenzele ukuba abatsha bavule ingqondo zabo ukuze babone amathuba amabhizimusi kuleli.
We already an example when it comes to, you know, our character. Everywhere I go, you always hear that Zimbabweans are very respectful, Zimbabweans are very nice, you know. We also have to say Zimbabwe have the best, is the best economy because the young people there, they are very patriotic.
Umhlangano lo ungenwe ngoso babhizimusi beZimbabwe, izisebenzi kahulumende labasakhulayo abazama ukuvusa amabhizimusi abo. Omunye usomabhizimusi olodumo edolobheni leHarare othengisa izindlu phansi kwenkampani yeWest Prop, umnumzana Ken Sharp, ukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuba bangalahli ithemba.
And the strategy must always be centered on focusing on what the customer needs. You see, regardless of the situation you're in or your position, there's always a need for something, call that a good, or some service that you can offer someone.
Abasakhulayo bathi kunenge okuhluphayo ekuqaleni amabhizimusi kuleli okugoqela ukuswelakala kwemali, ukuguquka kwemithetho yemali lokuswelakala kwabantu abathenga kubo. Omunye wabasakhulayo okhulume kulumhlangano nguDesire Sibindi, yena othi ukunzima ukuqala ibhizimusi kuleli ngenxa yesimo somnotho welizwe.
Thina njengamayouth eZimbabwe sihlangana lodubo la nxa sikhangela ezamabhizimusi, abantu abathengi ngenxa yokuthi abantu abalamali. Okunye futhi ukuthi abantu labo bahola ngamabhondi RTGS leli, kodwani uthola emakhethi lasezitolo bethengisa ngamayusa awemelika.
Kodwa omunye osakhulayo umnumzana Matthew Mabhena, yena uthi uzama ngazo zonke indlela ukwenza okusemandleni akhe ukuba athuthukise ibhizimusi lakhe, esithi ulethemba ukuba kungenzeka lokhu kwele Zimbabwe.
Kodwa kunjalo siyazama ngazo zonke indlela njengama-entrepreneur ukuthi ibhizinisi yethu ihambe. Ithemba esilala yikuthi elizweni lethu kulama-US dollars, i-foreign currency, esingathi ayikho volatile njengethu i-local currency, RTGS lethu. So silethemba ukuthi nxa sisebenzisa ama-US dollar, nxa kule access ama-US dollar, kuyenza ukuthi ibhizinisi ibe stable. Nxa kule nto ozithengisayo, ibhizinisi yakho kumbe profit yakho can realize it, because imali yakho ayihliwa yi-inflation.
Obemele umsekeli kamongameli welizwe, umphathintambo wemisebenzi yezandla, skills development and audit, umnumzana Paul Mavima, uthe uhulumende uzimisele ukusekela abatsha kwezamabhizimusi.
Never be a limit as to the number of entrepreneurship entrepreneurs that can occupy this country. And in business is where the goods and services that make a nation run are made. It is where we create the wealth of our nation.
Ngimele Isitudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Woza Friday, my darling. Woza Friday, umsebenzi ubokile.
Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi womdumo we-alternative pop music uPatrick Nyawumwe, odume ngegama lokuthi Trick Caesar, yena osebenzela koBulawayo. Asizwene xoxa nomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda.
Mommy, but that about me, a thunder saw me.
UTrick Caesar ligama aliphiwa ngabantu ngoba esakhula wayethanda ukuqila abanye, kodwa abuye abasize njalo bengabona ukuthi udlala ngengqondo zabo. Asizweni kancane ngembali yakhe.
Ngizalelwe khona apha empilo koBulawayo, ngakhulela koBulawayo la seMatopo National Park. Ngifunde e-primary, e-Range Mo Primary School, leMgoqo Primary School, ngase ngisiya e-secondary eMandlwandle High School. Ngiqale ukucula ngo-2017, lapho engareleasa khona isingle yami, ngisebenza lapha e-Velocity Records, kuzokufika khona manje. Bele bengihlabele kusechechi, ngingumuntu otshaya ama-instruments ecaweni, ngikhula wami.
Ngikhula wami.
Umculo ka Trixie uthazelwa ngontanga njalo sinedlalathi elitsha.
Umculo wami alternative pop leli dlalathi kuthiwa ngumtaka mamoyo lile ngoma ezingu-7 iDulux album lakhona lile ngoma ezingu-9 ingoma zonke yime ngizilovileyo.
Abamenza wathanda ukucula njalo ke kwakhe umculo ucula labanye ke asebenza nabo asizweni ukuthi ngubani
lo Kevin Lomuzi kulo Don Gumbo kule Langa kuleli dlalade ngisebenze lo Edmond Ngwenya ngasebenza lo O2 Josh Kelo B o Iruthu ngasebenza lo Kholisani ngasebenza lo Manase
umculo wakhe usutholakala uTrixiza xhumana naye mlaleli.
Umculo wami usu-available kuma-online stores ama-DSPs amaningi. Ama-English ami athi Trixiza wonke IIIQX CZAR. Yo my English, I'm across wonke ama platforms liyafanana kubo TikTok, Facebook, Instagram konke nje.
Umthumo obiza alternative pop uTrixiza lo ebesiyiqwetshisela ukuhlelo Woza Woza Friday libe lempela sonto emnandi igama lomoya Jesus Jesus Banda.
Mommy, but I like a beat, a thunder stomach. Don't have my soundings. I'm thinking of you, you're texting your car. You gotta go that far, really how far? You're fun, I go clean out this flow. I hold you so tight and close. I'm a fool, need to feed you by phone. No, 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 no. Sorry, sorry. Kangandanga, oh, call this song. It's for one way.
Lilalele emsakazweni we Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC. Good Life Talk namhlanje sikhangela ukonakala kwesimo lomsebenzi wezempilakahle eZimbabwe ngesikhathi lizwe libhekane lenhlupho zokubaleka kwabongi besiyadinga amadlelo aluhlaza kwamanye amazwe. Singake hlukani izihlobo wathi sikhangela ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Abenhlanganiso ebona ngamabhizimusi akwele China e-Chinese Enterprises in Zimbabwe namhlanje babe lombukiso okuhlanganisa abaqhatshi labadinga umsebenzi owe-China Job Fair. Umphathintambo weMelika obona ngezokudlelana lamanye amazwe uMnumzana Blinken ufike kwele Israel namhlanje lapho akhuthaza khona i-Israel ukuthi ime ukuhlasela eGaza. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lanamhlanje olivalelisayo nguTabo Kancube.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.